That's why one of the earliest slogans was equal pay for equal work. Because it's all about equality. We want to be equal with men. We want to get paid the same. We want to be respected the same if you choose to be a wife. It's also about choice for men. To be to be a homemaking father.
Yeah, but see, what you fail to realize is that women have always had it better than men in a lot of ways. Equal pay for,
wait a sec.
Now, hear me out on this. I will grant you that equal pay for equal work had to have something done about it. There's no question. There were some inequities that were out there. But the feminists of yore are still the feminists of today, and they're feeling like the movement has failed. They're feeling like their movement has not succeeded because so many women are abandoning the original concepts and making the choice to stay home and making the choice to have a baby or two and making the choice to have their world center around their relationship. That was a no-no back then, and that's why so many women foreclose it. It's why we have daycare centers in offices. It's why we have all these bastardizations of human nature. It's why daycare centers raising, you know, having your kids raised by other people. But my comment about women having it a little easier, even today, if a man puts on his resume, after work here 5 years, I may want to go home and raise the kids for a couple years, he's never going to get hired. A woman can take that choice. She can take maternity leave of 9 or 12 months or whatever, come back to the job that she's got. She can choose to leave the job and then come back to it 5 or 10 years later after motherhood. Father can't do that. Man can't do that. You've got far more options than men do in the workplace, and you always have had, with truth be no question.